Now KRWG News. Good morning. It's 6:45. This is KC Counts. A report by the Center for Applied Research finds that approximately $8.1 billion would be needed to cover the cleanup and restoration of over 60,000 oil and gas wells and 35,000 miles of pipeline in New Mexico. Emily Guerra spoke to New Mexico Wilderness Alliance staff attorney Logan Glasnap about what it means to the state.
New Mexico Wilderness Alliance, or also known as New Mexico Wild, it's a conservation organization dedicated to protection, restoration, and continued respect of New Mexico's wildlands and wilderness areas. What else can New Mexico Wild do?
We are very eager to continue working with the State Land Commissioner and her staff, as well as the Oil Conservation Division, to figure out exactly where the loopholes or the pitfalls are in our regulations. For example, the report highlighted that the current prioritization of our state regulators is pretty narrowly focused simply on ensuring that wells are properly plugged when they are no longer in production. And then the kind of secondary priority would be reclaiming the affected lands, and by reclaiming I do mean reclamation work, making sure that the land appears as much as possible as though an oil and gas well was never there. And where these priorities really come into conflict with the mission of protecting and conserving our public lands is that the bonding that is required under the regulations actually has those priorities kind of instilled into the math that is conducted to determine the appropriate amount of financial assurance. And so it benefits pretty much across the board very large oil and gas companies that have over 100 wells in the state. They pay less per well in financial assurance than a smaller company who might only operate 1 to 5 wells. The long and short of it is that we are currently working on a strategy to suggest amendments to the regulations, amendments to the statute as needed, to make sure that the priorities are reset a little bit, and that, of course, we do want these wells to be plugged properly and adequately and permanently. But just as high as a priority should be making sure that the land is, healed. And at the end of the day, both of those tasks need to be accomplished using the money that is made by the oil and gas companies by taking that resource out of the ground.
And what can the community do to help?
So there's a lot. There's a lot that the community can do. The State Land Office is going to be hosting a series of public meetings throughout the state on this issue. People can sign up for information about those meetings by joining New Mexico Wild's mailing list or following us on Facebook or Instagram. They can contact the State Land Commissioner or her staff directly and ask exactly how they can get involved and engaged on the issue there. They can, of course, make sure that organizations like New Mexico Wild have the kind of resources we need to do this work. And there's going to be increasing opportunities to get engaged and get involved on this as the kind of strategy starts to move from the abstract and become more concrete, and we find actual solutions to the problem. And of course, I think that folks should feel encouraged to ask their state legislators, their city or county commissioners, what they are doing about this issue. This is one of those issues that has impacts locally and for the most part is controlled by state regulation and state law.
How is it affecting us here in New Mexico?
On this very specific issue, it is going to affect us as taxpayers moving forward as the State Land Office looks into exactly where oil and gas wells need to be closed, cleaned, and the land needs to be remediated. And that $8 billion is going to have to come from somewhere. And so I think, the immediate risk and the immediate kind of harm to New Mexico citizens is that it's going to be a hit on our taxes. And the immediate kind of solution is to help New Mexico Wild, help the State Land Office find and implement solutions to make sure that the oil and gas companies are paying their fair share to clean up these messes. You know, it doesn't seem right that the taxpayer should have to pay to clean up a mess that made, you know, a pretty large corporation a lot of money.
To hear Emily's entire interview with Logan Glasnap, New Mexico Wilderness Alliance staff attorney, go to the Puentes page under the News tab at krwg.org.